John Osborne, 1929 to 1994. John Osborne was an English playwright born in London. John Osborne did not receive a college or university education. He began work in the theatre as an actor and writer. He belongs to Angry Young Men movement. This group of intellectuals who had grown up after the Second World War, that is after 1950s, and they all belonged to lower middle class or working class backgrounds. They revolted against the hypocrisy of the upper classes and rebelled against unfair treatment meted out to them. John Osborne, as a playwright, he got a great love for theatre, and he believes that it is so powerful. And once he remarked that, "I do not like the kind of society in which I find myself. I like it less and less. I love the theatre more and more because I know that it is what I always dreamed it might be, a weapon. I am sure that it can be one of the decisive weapons of our time." John Osborne, as a member of Angry Young Men movement, started his career with his first play, The Devil Inside Him. There are totally 10 works of John Osborne which we'll be discussing here. So the first work is The Devil Inside Him, staged in 1950. The second work is Look Back in Anger. Look Back in Anger was staged in the year 1956 at the Royal Court Theatre in London, and this play revolutionized English theatre on a whole. This play became a representative text of the Angry Young Men movement, and the play focuses on Jimmy Potter, who is the protagonist of this play, and he belongs to working class, and his wife Alison, who belongs to upper middle class. The play is set in a one-room attic apartment in the Midlands of England. This large room is the home of Jimmy Potter, his wife Alison, and his business partner and friend Cliff Lewis, who has a separate bedroom across the hall. The cultural background to the play is the rise and the fall of British Empire. The beginning of the 20th century saw the peak of power and influence of British colonialism. By the 1950s, after the Second World War, British economy was devastated and the United States came to the power. Jimmy Potter is a representative of an entire culture that remain nostalgic for this past glory. Jimmy Potter, the play's main character, became the model for Angry Young Men, a nickname given to an entire generation of artists and working class young men in the post-Second World War British society. Jimmy is angry at the social and political structures that he believes has kept him from achieving his dreams and aspirations. He directs this anger and frustration towards his friend and most notably his wife Alison. This play is also the first known example of kitchen sink drama, a term used to denote plays that rely on realism to explore domestic social relations. Kitchen sink drama is an important term associated with Look Back in Anger. The next work of John Osborne is The Entertainer. The fourth work is Almost a Gentleman. The fifth work is Luther. The Luther play is an epic play about the Reformation leader. And the sixth work is The Inadmissible Evidence. The Inadmissible Evidence is where the tirade of Jimmy Potter is resumed in a different key by a frustrated solicitor. The next work is Two Plays for England. Two Plays for England consists of two other plays, The Blood of Bambergs, B-A-M-B-E-R-G-S, that's a satire on royalty, and another play, Under Plain Cover. The Blood of the Bambergs and the Under Plain Cover comes under the work Two Plays for England. The eighth work of John Osborne is A Portrait for Me. It portrays a homosexual Austrian officer in the period before First World War. The ninth work of Osborne is Deja Vu, which is very important because it's the last play of John Osborne and it is a sequel to Look Back in Anger. Here, Osborne revisits Jimmy Potter after a 35-year interval. We now complete John Osborne with his 10th work, that is his autobiography, A Better Class of Person. Once again, in this autobiography, A Better Class of Person, which was published in the year 1981, he attacks the mediocrity of lower middle class English life.